Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing good. Got a good show for you today. I'm going to interview myself. I'm going to have a little help from my homie, special co-host. If you're watching on Smooth Drama TV, I got my homie Elmo. Say hi to the people, Elmo.
Elmo loves you.
Oh, Elmo loves you. Anyway. As always, I want to hear from you. So, break me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, call number is 646-929-2037, because I want to hear from you. And if you got any questions, concerns, something you want to talk about, you're a little too shy to call, or you just happen to miss the live show and you archiving, feel free to give me a send me an email, dick@smoothdrama.com, once again, because I want to hear from you, and I will definitely read what you got to say, because I think what you have to say is just as important as anything that I have to say. Hit me up, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I got you. Also, as always, you know me and my stalker tendencies, because I want to stalk you, and I'm encouraging you to stalk me to keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama. Feel free to, from your mobile device, not mine, hit me up, Smooth Drama. Well, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with what we got happening here at Smooth Drama. And you can stalk us, and we can stalk you, and we can all be stalkish together. And first, I want to start off. Tomorrow is a big day for my homies down under in Australia. My homie Fiona and the Australian Sex Party. Wanted to say, give a shout out to them. Good luck on your election tomorrow. And when you're voted president of Australia, prime minister, whatever, feel free to remember me. You know, you came on the show. I gave you love. And basically, I'm just trying to get invited back to the after party. So, you know, Smooth Drama, VIP status. That's all I'm asking for. On a serious note, though, good luck. And I hope the election goes well. But I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to talk about, as always, talk about shit that don't make sense. You know, they're just getting around to the whole Roger Clemens story. Way back in 2006, Roger Clemens lied. He lied to Congress. You know, I didn't get stuck in, I didn't stick no needle in my booty, B12. I didn't do the whole steroid deal when he did. And now they're just coming out. They're charging with 3 counts of making false statements. You know, we talk about human growth hormone, steroids, and vitamin B12. Now, the funny thing is, once again, because people hold athletes to these high standards, like, oh, no, Roger Clemens, there's no way he didn't. Roger Clemens has an insane workout. Yeah, you used to hear that all the time. Roger Clemens and his insane workout, bending over, getting stuck in the booty. That was his insane workout with steroids. It's common sense, actually. But, of course, common sense escapes folks. Because, hey, Roger Clemens with Boston in his 30s started to slide. All of a sudden, went to Toronto, bigger and stronger because he was working out intensely. He got faster with the fastball, and nobody could hit him for the next 3-4 years. And he had that whole anger issue. But nobody paid no mind to it because he was pitching well and it was all good. I mean, we all knew about the steroid era, how Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, all them cats, they all of a sudden went from 180, 190 pounds to 250. Buff, rocked out, muscles in their nose. Well, in their nose. Well, nostrils. Whatever. Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now they're just talking about it. Oh, they're going to charge you. Why? We already knew he was lying. Everybody knew he was lying. I guess except for him. But go figure. Go figure. And speaking of lying, well, it's got nothing to do with lying. Over in France, there were these girls. This came up in the news because these girls, they got charged for robbing guys because what they would do, they would expose their breasts to distract men while withdrawing the money from ATM machines in Paris, which is hilarious to me because I don't know about anybody else, but when I'm at the ATM, you can go butt naked, whatever. You know, ATM is like a sacred place, like the bathroom. We just not talk in there. There ain't nothing to talk about. So, for me, it's funny to think that somebody can walk up to you at ATM and start talking to you, and you're going to talk back to them, and then you lose your money, and I don't get that. Yeah, I like titties, whatever, like anybody else, but not when I'm dealing with my money. No. And the fact that they got away with it like 3 times, somebody's really, really stupid. Because I don't care. It'd be the greatest titties ass on the face of the planet. I'm getting my money. We can talk after I got my money. You don't want to talk after I got the money, then the hell with you too. But I guess that's the whole as a sucker born every day. I guess. And speaking of suckers, not to touch on anybody's religion, but I'm sure I'm going to offend somebody anyway. There's been a feud going on in San Diego between a strip club and a church. Well, it's not a feud in San Diego, but there was a San Diego woman who decided she wanted to break up the feud between Ohio Church and the strip club. And Shay Brown of the Rock Church in Point Loma heard that the New Beginnings Ministries in Warsaw, Ohio, had been protesting the Foxhole, which was a nearby strip club, for 4 years. And so what happened is the strip club girls started protesting the church. So they're going back and forth. So she steps in to try to bring them together so they can have some common ground. It's actually a cool story because it's one of those things that better to have the folks talk and try to say, okay, can we come together on the common ground instead of fighting and arguing over points that neither one of them are going to see, because you're not looking at the common ground, like church, for example. They're human. And if you don't agree with their choices, just don't support them, but at least try to show them some love. That's the one thing nobody wants to do. Everybody wants to come with the hate, but nobody wants to come with the love and just embrace folks and try to come together and talk about what you disagree with. As the late MLK once said, people have learned to be disagreeable without being violently disagreeable. And that's what I got out of this story. I thought it was funny that you have to have somebody who travel all the way from San Diego to Ohio to settle a beef, I guess, if you want to call that beef. It ain't exactly the rap beef, but it's beef nonetheless between two factions. And, of course, what happened is they still were at each other. They still haven't resolved it, because I guess the New Beginnings, they want the strip club to close. But obviously the strip club owners are not closing, and the girls are not going to give up their income. You know, that's how they live. And I think that's one of the other issues people won't talk about, is the whole, how do you replace it? Because if you're going to take something away, you got to replace it with something. You got to have alternatives. If there's no alternative, how do you expect it to get better? Just food for thought. Yeah, I may want to look at that sometime. Yeah. Church, start a business. Instead of building another $1 million wing on the church. I know that's heresy on my part, because obviously anything that has anything to do with church, folks are like, no, don't talk about the church. We needed that extra huge room that we don't go in, because we may play bingo in there sometimes. Oh. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I just, it always cracks me up when that kind of stuff comes up, especially when it comes to the churches who rake in all that money, yet the communities that they're in never seem to improve, where those people actually live, and the pastor of the church and the church officials do not, most of the time. Moving on. Now, I woke up early this morning. Not happened, wasn't this morning, but I had heard that there's a few different places, services. As we know, you could do GPS through your phone, whatnot. One of them there are a couple of game services. One called Foursquare, and another one, Gowalla, which allows people to use their GPS on their mobile phones to let their friends know exactly where they are. Well, Facebook just did the exact same thing. So now, as of yesterday, Facebook has launched Facebook Places, where you can check in. You can announce your location to your friends on Facebook, and after you tap the check-in button, and you can see a list of places nearby and choose a place that matches where you are. And then after you check in and tell everybody on your friend list where you are, then you can write a story about it. I'm, for lack of a better word, flabbergasted, whatever you want to say, about the fact that people are oh so willing to give up their damn freedom. You want to let everybody know where the hell you are. I mean, are we that insecure where we don't give a damn about privacy? We can't spend some quality alone time. We got to let everybody and their mama know where I'm at, when I'm there, how I'm there. Fucking ridiculous. And it's going to connect into these other services. And for those people who think it's funny, I find it rather appalling. Myself speaking, the fact that you can let everybody know, and as we all know, you don't necessarily know everybody on your friend list on Facebook, and if you do, more power to you, I guess it's cool, but do you want everybody to know where you're at all times? I'm not feeling that. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not living in the world today where I want everybody to know what I'm doing, how I'm doing, and when I'm doing it. On that note, I'm going to go into a song here off of my man Roscoe's new album, Adidas, All Day I Dream About Spittin'. This is Roscoe's I Am Legend.
Shout out to Donnie Bo, Scott at Gorilla Press. Shout out to Mingo Danger. Shout out to Mr. Left. Shout out to Advent. Shout out J211. Shout out to Moet Cozy. They'll tell you I am legend. Shout out to Tip and Nico, my Batiste fam. Oh, rest in peace, Mercedes Pryor. Rest in peace, Chelsea Daniel. Remember Holocaust. Remember 9/11. But remember slavery too. Remember I am legend. That's the realest shit I ever wrote. Written right after I spoke the illest shit they never quote. If we broke, we eating cancer sick, so let me clear my throat. What don't kill us, make us strong, so what you hear is hope. Give me the gold, spit the pillage, dope. I ain't a flow man. I will push your shit back like Leno and Conan. And I don't need no fans. Write a verse with five fingers stapled together like, look ma, no hands. It's Godzilla versus Rodan. You can be fly all day, but the boy spits flame. And it's funny how people get a taste of the fame. Crowds chanting their name, but all they do is complain. Like everybody changed, it's strange. On private planes doing interviews, claiming they wish everything was just the same. But when the spotlight fades and they get what they wish, they wanna keep living in the past and start slitting their wrists. You kicked out of the five heartbeat. JTC, I made Rascals, ain't no company made me. My talent speak for itself, not hype from a label. When they took away the facade, my reality remained stable. They took away the radio, took away the videos. Couldn't take away my talent, quarterback, I'm pretty though. So I still pulled the pretty hole, feet planted on the ground. Who you see on your way up, you see on your way down. I'm all hip-hop, I keep rappers on smash. It's underground hip-hop. I'm all excess pass with two dope boys in a smoking section. Crowd hype cause I got baller status, double XL, you're not right. I'm like the dub CNN, I speak Cali news. Hang with West Coast riders, got Cali views. But I'm a world star, travel exclusive zone on tour. So every day I wake up, show. Glacial, facial, ice grill, and you can hate me more. Cause I stay spinning and I'll fuck you up like Maceo. So fuck what so-and-so in the magazine said. Cause half my favorite MCs is already dead. Shout out Colbert Report, shout out The Daily Show. He played the rockin' song, so fuck the radio. Shout out Hip Hop DX, shout out the Mandela. Shout out Shaquille O'Neal, remember I am legend. Shout out the Hip Hop Game, shout out the Hip Hop Site. Battlestar Galactica, shout out the Family Guy. One love to all my sisters, one love to all my brethren. Shout out the Zoo Life, nigga, remember I am legend.
together you got to be
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. That was my man, Roz Kos, off his new album, All Day I Dream About Spitting. I dream about spitting too, but I really can't. And my kind of spitting probably wouldn't sell that much. Anyway, song is I Am Legend off his new album. It's kind of hot, but that's probably the reason why I played the song in the first place, right? Right. Anyway, welcome back. And want to talk about something. Well, not want to talk about something. I always want to talk about stuff that's important in between different folks that do things that aren't important. I want to talk about things that are important because I'm just built like that for some strange reason. Case in point, Florida, one of my favorite places, never to visit. I don't know what I got against Florida, but I'm always talking about it. But this is actually a serious issue. A 400-pound disabled man is threatening to file a lawsuit against his city, which was Cape Coral, Florida, after local leaders, local leaders refused to let him use his golf cart. I am fucking up. Let his golf cart go to the store. 60-year-old Anthony Ordino, fighting for his right to be mobile. He is disabled, has had back surgery and a pair of strokes. And he uses his golf cart to get around, quite frankly. And because he's over 400 pounds, he says nothing else will support his weight. He's broken, he's reportedly broken 6 3-wheel scooters in the past. And his wife drives their only car to work. So he has the golf cart. And I guess the kind people in Cape Coral, Florida don't feel it's necessary for him to drive a golf cart. I'm going to guess that they don't want him riding the golf cart because other folks who are immobile or maybe not immobile will start driving golf carts. But I don't see how that can happen for obvious reasons. I don't think there's a whole lot of folks out there riding around with golf carts anyway or have a golf cart. It's rare that you see them. I mean, I know we used to go up and we grew up and everything was about the golf cart. I mean, the go-karts. But I'm sure that's one of the reasons. Obviously, nobody wanted to talk about this for obvious reasons as far as the golf cart issue goes. So now Mr. Ordino is talking with the district attorney's office to file a complaint under the Americans with Disabilities Act. It'd be interesting to see what's the outcome on this. And I'm curious if anybody else cares about it as far as you, listener, and you think that Mr. Ordino should be able to use the golf cart, being that he has had back surgery. He is over 400 pounds. He's had a couple of strokes, so he's not necessarily in the greatest of health, and so the golf cart would help him out extensively. Interesting case. Do you care? Do you not care? Do you say, well, he let himself get that big, so he should suffer? That's the question that's out there. You know, sometimes people only care when it matters to them only, and no one else. Just putting it out there. Another scandal. Case in point. There's a North Carolina scandal. There's, yeah, the thing with North Carolina's crime lab, which omitted, overstated, point blank, falsely reported blood evidence in dozens of cases, which of course means those are the cases that they caught, meaning it was probably hundreds of damn cases. But most importantly, it included three that ended in executions, and another where two men were imprisoned for murdering Michael Jordan's father, according to a review that was released yesterday. Now, they bring up the Michael Jordan father case. For those of you who don't know, Michael Jordan's father, James Jordan, he was killed in 1993. What reportedly happened, he took a nap during the drive on a highway. He took a nap in his $40,000 luxury car. And reportedly, Daniel Green and Larry Martin Demery, who were convicted in 1996 of killing him, they held him up and they shot him. And according to their testimony, they drove around in the red Lexus for 4 days after killing him, picking up dates. They used his cell phone. They also, this is probably why they're stick up men anyway, they made a video of themselves dancing while wearing Mr. Jordan's jewelry, a watch and two NBA rings, which were given to him by his son Michael Jordan. Now, those details may be important, maybe they're not important. What we're talking about here is the fact that they put out false evidence. That's the part that I can't get past. Because false evidence is false evidence. And when we talk about falsely reporting the blood evidence, that, you know, that's like DNA and all that. So basically, they are putting folks' lives out there on the line, and then no consequences to them for false evidence. Now, we've seen over the past few years, like the overturning of all those cases down in Dallas, Texas, in the Texas region, particularly when they did the DNA. We've heard countless stories about guys, once the DNA came out, they were innocent. They had been beat half to death, made to confess, and DNA frees them. Now, we read about a story here. You hear about a story where the evidence that has been freeing people all across the country, they've been doctoring. So, do you care? Is that important? No, I mean, is that more important than your local celebrity walking around on the beach in their bikini and they got a little flab on their leg? You know, some stuff is front page and stuff like this is not front page. I challenge you, which one is more important? This is scary. when you talking about a whole crime lab whose job is to prove whether you're innocent or guilty, and they're just making up shit just to get convictions, that's some scary shit. I don't know about anybody else, but I'd be very, very afraid when I hear stuff like this. Now, obviously, they put out the whole, well, the whatchamacallit, the whole, the murder, and yeah, those guys, they did it, maybe. They confessed to it. Well, obviously, they did the video, you know. But what about the people that didn't do videos? What about the people who saying they're innocent? I mean, we all know a lot of these prisoners, they're all innocent. Yeah. Everybody in jail is innocent. But we all know that they're not. But what about that 5 to 10% who are innocent, who were caught up in those Texas stings, those North Carolina stings? Because I'm going to guess that of those dozens of cases, which is probably closer to 100 cases, a lot of those guys were innocent. But you lump them all together, you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ah. Scary to me. Now, on top of that, not only are they putting you in jail, but also there's a debate where they're talking about inmate fees. In Massachusetts, they're saying that a prisoner costs $35,000 a year. So what they're talking about doing is they're talking about charging inmate fees, $5 a day for every day a person spends in jail. Now, the founder, Lois Aaron, the founder of Real Cost of Prison Project, told 22 News in Bristol, Massachusetts, "I think it's unfair because people who are least able to pay these kind of fees are being charged with these fees." Now, we already know that most of the prisoners who commit crimes are not well-to-do. You say about 90% of them are criminals because they were broke as hell, so they decided to steal. Not agreeing or disagreeing with the choice. You know, every case is up to debate, depending on what you did and how you did it. I mean, me personally, you know, I think stealing is bad. And, you know, robbing folks. And as we've seen over the years, the robbers who taking people's lives as well as taking their funds, it's ridiculous. So in no way do I condone the robberies. But at the same time, I'm stuck because we know that once you've been locked up and you have the record, it's damn near impossible. Well, not damn near impossible, but it's very, very hard for you to integrate yourself into society because a lot of your rights have been taken away. And not only would we be talking about the readjustment back to society, you're going to put people who were stealing because they were in debt in the first place in more debt. So basically you're saying you want their ass to go back to jail. That's what it looks like to me. When you're talking about $5 a day for these guys, why would I even want to get out? Shit, I'm a slave whether I'm in or out. Now, they're coming out saying that they instituted inmate fees from 2002 to 2004, and Sheriff Hodgson said that they raised $750,000. And he says that if all jails in Massachusetts charge these fees, they could raise an additional $50 million a year. Now, I guess that's a plus, except do you charge these fees to the white-collar criminals? It seems to me that we never, ever charge the white-collar criminals these fees. And I'm thinking that the more... If you're going to do that, you should institute the more that you stole, the more you should pay. You're a white-collar criminal, maybe you should be $50 a day. That way, when these cats get out, they're in debt also. Maybe that will stop some of this Wall Street crime. Maybe even, not even 50, maybe 500. I don't know. I'm just saying, we put it out there where how about we start charging folks who commit real crimes that break the bank as opposed to the guys who have nothing and you're going to charge them? Where's the logic? I know we ain't trying to make no sense, but that really makes no sense. And then we have, last but not least, since we focusing on prisoners here, we have the whole, should sex offenders get passports? You know, a lot of people are in and out on this. They're saying that the State Department cannot legally deny registered sex offenders from getting a passport, although they can legally prevent you if you had done what they call sex tourism crimes, meaning you committed a sex crime in another country. But I'm thinking that if you do that, you're taking a chance on your life, because obviously in other countries, the laws and the prisons are a tad bit less friendly than they are here. For me, I don't even see the issue. If there's a sex offender and they're going to travel out of country, they're going to do something. They're taking a chance. I mean, that's it's a choice. I've always been of the opinion that if we did more rehabilitation as opposed to just go to jail, sit in jail and get raped and learn how to be a worse criminal, if we did a little rehabilitation and try to get to the nitty-gritty on why you committed these crimes in the first place. I mean, obviously, we recognize that there are some people who they're just deficient in the brain. They don't need to get out. But there are some who may have had issues. And if they had somebody to talk about said issues, some way to vent, and something to, as I said earlier, if you're going to take something away, you got to replace it with something alternative. Seems to me like maybe you can solve some of the problems. I mean, that's what we're in it for, right? Jail is supposed to be about rehabilitation. You serve your time, and you get out. You're supposed to have a clean slate, supposedly. But as we know, the reality is there's no such thing as a clean slate. You get out, you're still a criminal. Or you're worse than a criminal. You are the worst thing on the planet. It seems like that's how they treat prisoners, ex-cons, whatnot. I mean, y'all know me about the love movement. Maybe they should be embraced in certain programs set up where you can rehabilitate individuals, those individuals who would like to be integrated into society. They learn a lesson, they could be helped. And obviously for those who don't want to be helped, it is what it is. But it's one of the things that we should be looking at. It's very, very, very peculiar to me that we never think about trying to help. We spend all our time trying to police in everything that doesn't need to be policed. Sometimes some individuals just need a hug. Not all of y'all need a hug. Some of y'all need a billy club, but we don't go there on that. Anyway, on that note, we gonna go to another song here, Rockin', Get Your Space Up by my boys HISD.
I had to slow down on this moonwalk, boy. You know, got me feeling too good.
Knocking, she shaped potatoes like baked dock rotten. See face on flyers like Dayton, trying to exhale, but they still waiting. Weight was up, spaced up, changed my eating habits. We exercise daily, more brain for your cabbage. My mind stays free, it's Scotty P90. X to the next, like I put shit behind me. My own horn too, we in line with flute. To boot, bass, kick, Bobby Hump to the loop. Ear ring like hoop, this be the blaze. We the taste of Texas, expensive for your plate. New water on the rock, it's tasting so great. Seen green, not cheap, we drive by you skate. You reflect Lando, fit Marlon Brando. Godfather with a mic, like how I handle. Man, taste up. Laced up, laced up, moon water, gulp, gulp, gone off the throne in the hydrocortisone. Gliding on Drexler, 22 styrofoam. Welcome to the H's, is that Mr. Poindexter? Sitting on, sipping on, ripping on cherry. Woods, that's mahogany, sipping to the black embassy. Where's equality? Follow me, feeling like a pilgrim in a colony. Boy walk, boy talk, building up the property. Building up monopoly, homestead raised me. Now I'm savvy franchise, but they can't trade me. Student boys made me, old colored pie up from slavery. Book of Talaferro, Pop Dixie, baby. Sold in the ocean and we rocking, knocking. Pictures off the wall, painting pictures in the hall, y'all. Images fall, dawg. Space up. Scott P rocking, savvy rocking, equality rocking. I'm feeling good. Rockin', King Midas rockin', Soul One rockin', you feelin' good, Flash D rockin', E-Class rockin', FD rockin', hey, we feelin' good, I rock to the rhythm of the funky beat, skunks and heat clouds, double field on the one, are you smellin' where I'm comin' from, pots cookin' so top, look out for the cops, got bacon soda, hot spoons, cold veins, cannibal locks, the right side of bad brains, yep, that's how we ride. Hard enough to make the fiends fiend right on the spot, right off the block that auctions off Ray, Granny, and Daddy. Slave to a rhythm that beat niggas and caddy. Black trunks, poop to build, candy painted, my flow, Van Gogh, Linden Hill, watching me rock, well, Norman Lear. Good times, weekends, no fear, looky here, it's our year. Go figure that, compress thoughts into words to convict your rap.
flow steady, you're the one. But soon bring the synergy, magnetic, embedded for score, implode melodies, explode energies. I see IV, he running past MCs, laced up, faced up, gone off the moon, water slurring these words, but I still slaughter on sap, filling these gaps when the mic's passed, touched out, mother ship draped up, stripped out, we out.
Rockin', Space Bunny rockin', Hardwick rockin',
I'm feeling good.
The KO rockin', New York rockin', Cosmos rockin',
I'm feeling good.
T-Rose rockin', King Cars rockin', Concise Chill rockin', Radio Galaxy rockin', Bun B rockin',
Soul still rockin'.
Together you got to move, Lumber.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my special co-host here.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses from Elmo. Hey, Elmo, how you doing?
I'm Elmo Sweetheart.
Ooh, I'm Elmo Sweetheart. Me and Elmo together doing the show. What y'all know about that? I bet y'all can't do a show with Elmo. Anyway. Oh, my God. As always, we come to the point of the show where I like to talk about people that don't make sense. Because I think it's very important that we differentiate between us and those who don't know what the hell they're doing, and they do shit that don't make sense whatsoever just because it's just part of their nature. We want to let them know that y'all are not a part of us. And there's something wrong with you. And we recognize that, and we hope that you too will recognize it. Case in point, Dwayne Bush out of Bethany, New York, who was caught driving with a license that had been expired for 33 years. Dwayne was driving his van despite the fact that his right rear tire had fallen off 11 miles earlier. Mr. Bush has been charged with aggravated DWI and operation of a vehicle without a license. Now, 33 hours. Yes, 33 days, you know, you got your license suspended. Stretching it 33 months, but 33 years? And what pisses me off is the fact that this dude could drive with a license that had expired for 33 years, and it took them to catch him because one of his tires had fallen off. And that's how they caught his ass. So, this goes back to that whole profiling thing. Now, you know, he got charged with DWI. I've been charged DWB. I know some folks don't believe that shit exists, but it does. The whole driving while black. For those of you who never seen me, I am a black man. At least last time I looked in the mirror and in the webcam doing Smooth Drama TV here. Black man. The whole fact that you can drive 33 years and not get caught is fucking amazing. It took a tire falling off of his damn car for him to get busted. That is fucking amazing. I don't even know if I want to call him. Maybe I want to say that the dumbass is the Bethany Police Department who couldn't catch this dumbass for 33 years. nobody rode behind him and just checked him, you know, how they run our plate. And woo! My wheel has to come off. Special. Oh, moving on to another extra special guy. In Salem, Massachusetts, Michael Rosen, trying to get out of going to court on two counts of larceny of a credit card. Homie decided to doctor up a false death certificate. He then went into the Salem District Court and posed as his brother to notify officials of his brother, who he actually was, but was pretending to be his brother's death. Mr. Rosen, 42 years old, then wrote on the certificate, on the forged certificate, that he had suffered cardiorespiratory arrest. Now, the probation officer who busted him knew that the term should have been cardiac respiratory arrest. You think that if he was going to do the whole, I'm going to do a fake death certificate, he would write the right thing down. You don't write cardio respiratory arrest. You write cardiac arrest. But anyway, he got caught and found out that it was printed on the wrong type of paper and that there was no raised seal. So once they checked with the Temple Israel Cemetery, they found out that there was no one named Michael Rosen in their cemetery, and they let Mr. Rosen know, not the brother, but him. That was actually him being the brother, trying not to be him. If y'all follow me, that the jig was up, and so he turned himself in, and the police issued a warrant for his arrest, and now, of course, he will get a little bit more time for the additional charges of forging a document. Brain surgery at its finest. So if you do plan on your own, you know, your own death, you might want to go ahead on and do a little research, just a little bit. Now, getting on to something a little bit more serious, when we talk about the haters out here. It's funny how people are into freedom of speech, freedom of religion without religious prosecution, so long as it's their religion and not anyone else's religion that they don't agree with. I know a lot of y'all may have been paying a little bit of attention to the mosque that they're talking about building over at Ground Zero. And of course, everybody's up in arms because they're saying, well, the Muslims attacked the site. Why are you going to be insensitive and put up a church, a mosque, which is what a mosque is just a church for Muslims. People are all up in arms. And it's funny how everybody named mama complaining about there's no church nowhere, there's no church in school, there's no church here and there, and nobody wants to talk about God, but when somebody wants to put up a church because it's not the religion that they want it to be, it's a big deal. Now, of course, they're going to say, well, it's Muslims, but I say those Muslims that attacked the World Trade Center, which I never believed in the first place, are no different than the people who are Christian, so-called Christian, who are blowing up abortion clinics, are no different than the Christians who are in the Ku Klux Klan. To me, they're all the same kind of religious zealot. I don't see the difference. Some of y'all may see a difference, but I've never understood how folks can look at Muslims who practice their faith, you know, believe in God like you practice your faith and believe in God, and who haven't attacked anybody as the same as those people who are attacking and blowing people up. To me, they're all the same. They're the same guy. I can't differentiate them. Maybe you can. I know I can't. Oh, it's one of them situations. It's sort of like the situation that came up, Hawaii put out a resolution this week to ban the N-word. Now, for those who followed the show for a while, know how I feel about the N-word. I named myself Dick Hugger because my name is an anagram for F the N-word. Well, fuck the N-word, for lack of a better word. I've never cared for the word. I don't see the term of endearment because, quite frankly, you don't see the term of endearment. It's the same thing to me. If you can say it all day, every day, but as soon as somebody who's not black says it, you want to fight them? Obviously, there's no positivity to the word. It's basically, for lack of a better term, you're embracing ignorance. That's where I stand on it. And it goes back to embracing somebody who believes in something that you don't believe in. Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, ignorance is ignorance. If you're ignorant and you want to put some religion on top of it, you're just a religious thug. You're not a man or woman of God. You blowing up innocent folks, killing innocent folks, you're a thug murderer, period. Freedom of religion is so-called what this country was founded on. But it's only freedom of religion when it's what you believe in. Now, obviously, you look at me and say, oh, you must be a Muslim. Nope. Not a Muslim, not a Christian, not a Buddhist. I ain't none of that shit. You know, I think all of y'all are fucking crooks. But that's just me. And no, I'm not an atheist. I just don't believe in y'all. I believe in the higher being. Just y'all ain't the higher being. And that bullshit that y'all spouting in the name of God, no. I'm not hearing it. I'm not feeling it. Treat people the way you want to be treated. So if you want freedom of religion, let it be freedom of religion. All religions. Or no freedom at all. You kind of got to make sense. Because if you're not making sense, what are you doing? And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. Want to tell you, next show, we got Ross B, Reggae, Man Extraordinaire coming on the show. So I want y'all all to be good. Thank y'all for listening. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.